From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. The two countries, the U.S. and Russia, appear to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles still remain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Sunday, and the two will meet again Monday.
And we've agreed to meet tomorrow morning and see whether or not it is possible to bridge the gap, come to conclusion on those couple of issues.
There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit going on now in China, but so far nothing has been arranged. Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along the 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarablus had been cleared. Those claims were confirmed by monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure that those who carried out these activities are brought to justice.
President Barack Obama, this is VOA News.